T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jetta Camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP, all week this week. We will have an opportunity for you to win a very cool prize, which is the chance in Minneapolis the night before the Super Bowl to see the Dave Matthews Band with what they're calling the Night Before. They're going to be performing the night before the Super Bowl. We hope the Eagles are performing in the Super Bowl. And you can attend this concert the night before, 10:30. Make sure you listen to 10:30 today. And we will tell you what you need to do to hopefully be the winner. It's a nationwide contest, but we'll give you the call to action coming up in 10 minutes for what you need to do to hopefully get yourself to Minneapolis for the night before. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. Get inside the Annie Reid thing. It's unbelievable. Obviously, we started with the Eagles. Falcons, Eagles, Saturday, 4:30 at the Link. Let's kick it off with Dave in Center City. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, first of all, Happy New Year. That's the first thing. Let's get the salutations out. I haven't talked to you guys since the old year. It's good to hear you guys back. Made it to the other side.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm not worried. I'm feeling very good. In fact, like I told you before, it's going to be all Pennsylvania Super Bowl. It's a lock. You can call your bookie right now. It's a done deal. Okay? They're going to win. It's not going to be pretty, but they will win. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they will go to Minneapolis. I've already got my ticket. I'm ready.
You're going to the bowl?
They're going to the bowl.
Whoa. You got a Super Bowl ticket or you got a plane ticket?
I got both. I'm going to be there. My brother-in-law stays there. I don't have a problem. I'll be there. My ex works for an airline. I will be there.
Oh, wow. That's good work by you, Dave.
Hey, well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's a done deal.
Are you going to be there if it's not the Eagles playing?
I'll be there.
All right.
It's an easy thing.
All right, Dave, was this best case scenario for the Eagles to play the Falcons?
It's best case because Atlanta is not as good as Atlanta was last year.
Yep.
That's the only thing. I fear more the Rams because Gurley, they couldn't stop Gurley. If the Eagles would figure out a way not to get caught up in that little 5-yard slant thing, we should have a good game.
Yeah, I didn't fear the Rams. I didn't fear the Panthers. I mean, I just... I'm telling you, John, I'm not moving off this all week. I think the whole shebang comes down to Nick Foles. I really do. Because I think the guys will do what they need to do. I think the defense will do what they got to do. I think Ajayi will do. And the one thing Ajayi's got to do is hold on to the ball. You know, if he's ripping off 5-, 6-, 7-yard runs, he's got to hold on to the ball. No more fumbles from Jay Ajayi. But I really do expect the Eagles team, generally speaking, to do their job. Foles is the wild card. Let's go to Chuck in Phoenixville. Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, Chuck. How about you?
Hey, I'd be doing a lot better if I stopped hearing a lot of negativity. My biggest thing is we've been waiting for this for a long time. Yeah. The Eagles himself been waiting for it for a long time to get over that hump again and make it to the playoffs. Now that we're here, I think everybody's looking at too many negative things. If Foles does this, if Jai does this, if. There is no ifs. We're here to play this year, and we made a point all season. Now the playoffs are here. I think Nick Foles is going to step up and show his butt in the game, period.
I hope so, man. I mean, here's the bottom line, Chuck. We discuss it because it's the realities. These areas we hope the Eagles clean up. I mean, it's not to say John and I aren't incredibly excited. I mean, I agree with you how you started the call. We've waited a long time, not just for the Super Bowl, for the Eagles to just be back in the playoffs.
Yeah, just back there, period, regardless of what players we have. They're here. And Nick Foles, of all people... yeah, I remember that movie, the baseball movie, League of Their Own or whatever. There's no crying in baseball.
Sure.
There's no crying in football. I don't care what the fans make you feel or whatever. You need to step up and play what you were paid to play.
I agree with you, Chuck. All right, man. Appreciate the call. John, one of the things that hit me this weekend was just the real palpable sense that this is real now. Like, I'm watching those playoff games, and it's like, all right, you know, the Eagles are in this. And by the way, they're well-positioned. I mean, they're very well-positioned in the context of this tournament now.
They couldn't be better positioned in terms of the way these teams are looking in the here and now. You put aside the regular season, the records, the performances that you remember, the way these guys, these individual players look and the way we perceive them. Yeah. What matters now is what the way they're playing right now with this personnel. And it couldn't be better. It could not have shaped up better for the Eagles, what they do well. It matches up well against a smallish, fast Falcons defense. And Matt Ryan and that offense, they have not moved the ball as effectively this year as they did last year. Maybe it's the play calling. I'm not sure. But I like our chances because this is the worst team that made it out of the wild card weekend.
Yeah,
on the NFC
NFC, the AFC thing was a joke. John, let's just hit this Andy Reid thing for a sec. So Greek tragedy, because you know the Greek tragedy, like you can kind of see it coming as it's happening, right? And that's the thing with Andy Reid. Like I didn't expect in the first half that they were going to lose that game, but once Tennessee, you know, Mariota made the play, gets in the end zone, the deflected pass, and all that, it's like, oh my god, Andy Reid's going to lose again in some ridiculous form and fashion. Second time he's lost there in that kind of fashion, losing an epic big lead. And, of course, he's had two other losses in the playoffs in KC where he's had horrendous clock management, you know, game versus New England, and it might have been the KC game last year. I can't even remember all the details. But here to me, John, is the stat that just this is the Greek tragedy, Andy Reid. This is why he walks himself into it. They have that huge lead at halftime. He's got the number
Alex Smith
one,
had, like, almost, I don't know, close to 300 yards passing in the first half.
He was dominant.
But they lost Travis Kelce.
Yep, they lose Travis Kelce, which is big. He's got the number one leading rusher in the entire NFL who's a rookie. This guy, I mean, maybe he's a little beat up. Who knows? But this guy looks great. Kareem Hunt's ready to roll.
You got a lead.
Second half.
Sit on it.
Second half, one stat that shows it all. Big lead, leading rusher in football. Andy Reid had Kareem Hunt run the ball 5 times in the second half. I mean, Andy Reid just over and I root for the guy, John, but I mean, my God, what in the hell? It is unfreaking believable that Andy Reid stubbornly, consistently does the same thing. And I'm a fan of the guy. Does he know, John? Does he, like, Sunday morning when he woke up, is he aware of his shortcomings? Or is he completely oblivious?
I think if he were aware, he would change his ways. I mean, when I played for the guy,
I hated
the fact that we didn't run the ball enough. And in this one, I got the feeling that Andy and that entire team knew that it was going to be Alex Smith's last game. And nice guy Andy, who's sort of fatherly in a lot of ways, wanted to send Alex Smith off the right way, you know, giving him great opportunities. And I don't know if I'm reading into it or not.
I think you are, because it didn't have to be his last game. It probably would have been. But if they won,
come on.
Look, if they won that game, I mean,
it was his last game.
Well, okay.
Probably.
Patrick Mahomes is the starting quarterback for the Chiefs next year. I mean, the trade rumors came out before the game started. They're like, the Chiefs are moving on from Alex Smith, you know.
That stuff always comes out on playoff weekends, though.
It's crazy.
You know, it's and Malarkey's all ticked off. I don't blame him.
I wouldn't either.
He's all upset, you know. So it's good. But look, you got a reaction on Andy Reid. It's mind numbing that it just happens all the time. 888-729-9494. We go to Mike in Philly. Yo, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm down in Myrtle Beach.
Nice.
This is what I learned from the weekend.
Yep.
If you don't run the ball, we are built to run the ball. Okay, if Buffalo had ran the ball more, they probably would have won.
Yeah, you know,
if
they were trying. LeSean, I just don't think
Shady didn't look right.
Yeah, he wasn't looking right. He did.
Well,
he
Mike Tolbert isn't going to win you a game.
Shady did everything he could. It just his ankle wasn't right.
Well, I thought there were some terrible calls in the Panther game yesterday. When that fourth down play was the pass, he really didn't intercept that ball. And it's a turnover, so they should have reviewed it, and that would have gave Carolina some more yards, less yards to go. And Cam Newton, what is the pocket? Expand 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. That was not intentional grounding, and I thought that was terrible too.
I actually thought that was the right call. I really did.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Mariota spinning and he's going backward, and they blew it dead. That to me was a fumble.
You know, a lot of people are complaining about that one. That one didn't bother me. I mean, listen, there were a lot of bad calls, but the ref's trying to protect the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback is not going forward. He's flat out being driven back. His forward progress was stopped. I thought that was the right call. I really did.
Well, I hope Doug paid attention. I hope he realizes, listen, we're going to keep this close. We're going to ground and pound him. The Falcons, you're right, are quicker but smaller. We've got the backs. And this is no time to let Foles try to throw for 300 yards. You let him stay under center. Don't be doing this shotgun stuff where he might not catch the ball. Too many bad things can happen. I'll be back for the NFC Championship game. It better be in Philadelphia.
All right, Mike, we appreciate the phone call, man. 888-729-9494. All right, let's get people hooked up here to hopefully win this opportunity to see Dave Matthews the night before. This hour's, so we're going to give you a code word. We're going to give you a code word, and we're going to tell you to text, and you got to follow the instructions exactly, and if you do, you have the chance to win this really cool experience to see Dave Matthews the night before. All right, this hour's code word that could send you to the night before with Dave, with the Dave Matthews Band in Minneapolis, is GOAL, G-O-A-L, GOAL. Text GOAL to 72881 now for your chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. One randomly selected person nationwide, one entrant, will win a trip to Minneapolis for the night before. Good luck to you. 888-729-9494. We'll be giving that another opportunity away all 5 days this week. We go to Matt. Matt in Bristol. Matt, you're on WIP.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Reed is Schottenheimer. Schottenheimer's Reed. It's the same.
It's amazing.
All the time. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but the two best, arguably the two best running backs in football were non-factors yesterday. And, five carries, dude, really?
It's awful. Second half.
It used to drive us nuts here. Thank God they can deal with it now because I don't ever want to deal with that again.
Amazing.
Now, you guys are 100% right. There's always an upset this weekend, and there were two. That was one, and the Atlanta game. I mean, that was, everybody thought that was a foregone conclusion.
I did not. I really did not think so.
When I called you guys and we were talking, and I had a minute, I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, young team, really no home field advantage. And then they didn't. The big turnovers, but they didn't run the ball enough. They should have ran the ball even behind.
They got down because of the turnovers, and I guess that's what took them out of it.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Everything, this is so good for the Eagles, so good, because really, if I'm Schwartz, I just make sure Julio Jones is double covered the whole game, and and the rest of that team if they can beat us. But we should be able to pound that team to the ground.
I agree
with the running game. I mean, J.H.I. should have a field day against that team.
Well, he's going to have to, because the way that these cornerbacks for Atlanta are playing right now, I'm not convinced that we can get much separation on them. Desmond Trufant, Robert Alford played lights out.
They were awesome.
And if Nick Foles is afraid to throw into the windows that I saw against the Cowboys and the Raiders, believe me, these Atlanta cornerbacks are going to stay skin coverage so tight. They're inside your skin. I mean, it's that part is not going. That part isn't great for the Eagles. Like, Nick Foles has to enter this game with a new infusion of confidence that we have not seen since the Giants game. Like, can he get back to that point? Yep. He needs to go into this game knowing that there will be tight windows. He must pull the trigger.
He's got to move through his progression.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I'm with you, man. Someone told me over the weekend, I trust, said basically he's become a one-read quarterback. That essentially he's just not following his progressions. And the Eagles, that Doug Peterson is going to have a simplified, unless Nick Foles has some kind of rejuvenation out of nowhere, that Doug Peterson's going to have to make this a simplified offensive approach because he's not moving through progressions. Now, that's a problem.
I'll say, man. Well, it's a problem that is workable, because I believe strongly this offensive line with Stephen Wisniewski back can move people, especially smallish, faster people like the way this D-line for the Falcons is set up and the way their linebackers are. Their linebackers are very athletic, very fast. But if you just line up and mash them, they can be run on. So we're going to have to make it a point to do the inverse of Andy Reid. And what's positive for me is that we have seen that Doug Peterson is able to do that.
Yes.
He is willing
yep.
to separate himself from the Andy Reid, whatever you'd call that, yep. the legacy of overpassing the football. Peterson will run it. He has run it.
He better. He better.
If the Eagles are going to have a chance, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
If the Eagles have a chance, he runs the ball 30-plus times, and Nick Foles is his role will be minimized in this game.
888-729-9494. Today, John, happens to be a birthday of a notable American who passed away, I guess, right before I was born, but I believe you were alive for a couple of years with this guy.
I remember when he
died. Do you really?
I do.
Elvis Presley, yeah. Interesting. I didn't know you were – how do you remember that? How old were you? Was it in 77?
Yeah.
Were you like three?
Was it 77 or 79?
I'm not sure.
I do remember it. Wow. I was born in 74.
Jeez.
I remember that my parents were talking about it, and I remember it like specifically. I was sitting at the foot of these little steps. What do they call it? A split level house?
A duplex?
Sitting at the bottom of a like five steps.
Yep. When the news broke?
Yeah, and my parents were talking about it. And wow. It was like cataclysmic.
Sure.
And I guess that's why I was sitting there with my Britney Spaniel, and we were both trying to understand what it all meant.
Not your Britney Spears.
No. Never had a Britney
Spears. All right, so Elvis would have been, he was born in 1935. Today's birthday would have been 83 years old and could have certainly still been alive. Now, some people hearing us right now saw Elvis in concert. My father saw Elvis in concert. Obviously, you know, I did not. I would have loved to have seen Elvis in concert. I want to hear from people today who you wish through the years you had seen perform. Who do you wish you had seen perform? And I'll tell you, Elvis would be my number one, John.
Yeah, but 50s Elvis, not Las Vegas 70s Elvis.
Of course not. But, I mean, you take what you can get.
I wouldn't take the 70s Elvis. Well, I don't want that.
I'd consider the Beatles, but I'd rather see Elvis. If I could pick anybody, I'd pick Elvis. See, here's the thing. I'd also strongly consider Zeppelin, but I saw Page and Plant. So I kind of saw Zeppelin. I mean, it wasn't Zeppelin, but I saw Page and Plant. I've seen The Who. I've seen The Stones. I've seen U2. So it's got to be someone I have not seen. Seltzer, who would you see? Anybody you've never seen? The Beatles.
Easily for me, the Beatles.
That'd be pretty cool. It would have to be a group or a person that I know their entire like catalog.
Yep.
And for me, that's either Jimmy or Nirvana. And so I think the obvious would be Jimmy. So I'm going to go with Nirvana.
All right, I want to hear
more recent.
Who people on this Elvis's birthday? Who people wish you had seen at any point ever that was a performer? Let's talk to Chris and Ben Sale. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, pal.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. I sat and watched a lot of football. That was about it.
Yeah? Did you do any reveling in your loss?
Oh, jeez. Chris. you blindsided me here. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know what you were getting at.
This is Chris.
Hey,
I had to debate a couple of times. I don't know if I'm more excited to skate with 88 or that I beat you.
That's a really good question. Why don't you tell Lindros how it happened?
And I'll sit him down on the bench and we'll have the discussion. We'll figure this out.
So if you don't know what Chris is talking about, I lost and beat the hammer on Friday. Chris beat me. And as part of the prize, he gets to skate with Eric Lindros. I think it's next week, which is a very cool prize.
Very cool. Very cool. So a couple things that I took away from this weekend. Number one is awesome that Todd Gurley just went off on the – I mean, he didn't get as many opportunities as he should have, but when he got the opportunities, he made the best of them against that defense. So that's a really good sign for the Eagles.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
The scariest thing coming out of that weekend is the Saints weren't able to run the ball at all against the Panthers, but they did not stop moving the ball the entire game.
Breeze was awesome. Yeah, he was great.
That's a scary takeaway, but it's about as close to perfect outcome as you can hope for. It would have been nice for the Panthers. I like playing the Falcons, but I would have liked to see the Panthers win just because they would be potentially our next opponent.
See, I disagree, and in part because of what you just said, Chris. I mean, if the Saints couldn't run the ball on the Panthers, that doesn't bode well for what we have to do with Nick Foles as our quarterback.
Yeah, I agree to that a little bit, but I like playing Cam Newton just because easy to get off his game when he's out in the cold, man. You hit him a couple of times out in the cold. I mean, you saw him sulking this weekend. You know, he's so up and down.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer to play him than a quarterback.
I agree. Like, I will say, Chris, I will say this. To Cam's credit, he played a really good game yesterday. I'm not a big guy, but he impressed me yesterday. He really did.
Even playing well, though, you see him on the sidelines. He's such a head case sometimes. And when we played Thursday night.
How about collapsing before he could get to the sideline because he was poked in the eye?
I don't know, Joe or John. I think that was a cover, pal. I don't think he really got poked in the eye. I think that was a cover for a concussion. Uh-huh. I think they sent him back out there concussed, and they said, hey, put this on your eye to make it pretend like you got poked in the eye. That's what I took from it.
Wow. All right, Chris, what do you got for who you'd like to have seen perform?
Well, the guy that kind of took a turn for the worse because of Elvis was Johnny Cash. And more specifically, I think I would have loved to see him at Folsom Prison.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Johnny Cash, good answer.
That's a great one.
It's a great answer.
Yeah, I might agree there.
Johnny Cash, a great answer.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, a very unique figure in American history, right?
Listen, I'm not a huge like country music fan.
Me neither, but I respect that guy.
I love Johnny Cash, and Johnny Cash is a guy I talked about. I would feel the need to know their entire like body of work,
right?
Like I do with Jimmy and Nirvana. I know Johnny Cash like the back of my hand. I love his stuff. You can listen to it all the time.
I don't know too much of it, but what I know, I like a lot. I like it a lot. 888-729-9494 for coming up. Congratulations are in order for not one, but two that, they've achieved something. Who are they? I mean, a lot of people, but two in particular we'll focus on. What's this about? We'll tell you next. Show to Cameron John Rich.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.